President Donald Trump seemed to question whether Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, a statement at odds with the FBI's conclusion on the infamous killing. Trump's remarks came in an interview with OutKick founder and conservative radio host Clay Travis over the weekend on Air Force One. Take a listen. You released the JFK files. Do you think Oswald killed JFK personally? Asked Clay Travis. Trump said, I do, and I've always thought that. Of course, was he helped? And based on the papers that were, you know we released 88,000, and in fact, there were some that they needed just a little more time. And we said, go over to the office, we'll show you. So nobody can say, and they've been released. I think the papers have turned out to be somewhat unspectacular. As you heard the president mention, tens of thousands of files on the assassination were recently released, once again, sparking interest in a notorious historical event that has led to widespread conspiracy theories and speculation. The FBI held roughly 25,000 interviews in the wake of the killing of JFK and ultimately found 24-year-old Lee Harvey Oswald, a U.S. Marine, shot and killed the president on his own and was murdered days later by Texas nightclub owner Jack Ruby. Much of the findings in the recent files have already been examined. The pages mention CIA informant and former U.S. Army Captain John Garrett Underhill Jr.'s claim. A small group within the CIA were responsible for killing of JFK, an accusation known to the public. The pages also feature known claims of Oswald being observed in the former Soviet Union as a remarkably poor shot. Despite these theories, the FBI concluded Oswald was the lone killer in the case. Trump previously said he doesn't believe the released documents are anything earth-shattering. Trump pushed for transparency in releasing the JFK files and vows to release other classified documents, including those linked to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.